Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. This morning we praise you. In the afternoon we will praise you. Those who are in the afternoon, praise the Lord already. In the evening, all day long, blessed be thy name, Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, thy name is to be praised. And we thank you. Thank you for such a time as this, that we're able to get together, set some time apart to set our hearts on the Lord. And I pray, Lord, that every one of us will experience the Lord in a new way. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We give you praises. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we know that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Cause that light to shine upon us today and into our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Day one, we announced that from now through October 1, we'll set some time apart to do this. Again, the instruction is do as you are able, as the Lord leads you, but definitely do. Definitely participate in prayer, in reading the word, listening to the Holy Spirit, and coming to fellowship. You know, and so let's anoint ourselves this morning before we get too deep into these days that are to follow. So that's what the Holy Spirit will have me do today. We'll get back into the book of James. Exciting and interesting lesson from chapter 4. A lot of things in there. But today, first of all, being the first day of this consecration time, let's focus on that for a bit. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, the Lord instructs us on how to sanctify a fast. Of course, there are many times that we need to sanctify a fast, but how to do it right. And when we do it, what we can expect the Lord to do for us. So I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6. Praise the Lord. Is not the fast, this the fast that I have chosen, saith the Lord? Well, let's see the fast that he has chosen. Let's see the things that he expects and he wants, you know, to happen during the fast that he has chosen. To loose the bands of wickedness. That's number one. Number two, to undo the heavy burdens. Number three, to let the oppressed go free. And number four, that you break every yoke. So we see four things here. That during the time that you fast and pray and expect the Lord to do for us. Because this is what he himself said in the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 11. We read something too that the prophet saw. He said, you know, he was looking. Let me just jump to verse 18. In verse 18, he said, then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what are these? And he said, well, these four horns that you're looking at are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Basically, scattered God's people, pummel them, you know. And he said, wow. And as he was considering the matter, the Lord showed him again four carpenters. And he said, well, what are these ones? And the angel told him, he said, these horns that you saw, they have scattered Judah so that no man did lift up their heads. They have buffeted them, you know. And what are these horns? Well, let's keep in mind what the horns are. Number one, they are bands of wickedness. And number two, heavy burdens. cause the people to be bent over and not to be able to lift up their heads. Number three, oppression spirits and oppression. And number four, numerous yokes. And so these four horns batter the people from time to time. But now God sends for these carpenters. These carpenters. He said, well, these four carpenters, they have come against these four horns. That's right. And the Lord is going to use what we're calling the carpenter's anointing to pummel down the horns that have beaten down on God's people. So the breaker anointing comes to fray these horns and to deal with them. And you know, horn represents power. You know, so that, let's not take it for, I mean, likely that these horns have power. You know, called, you know, rulers of the darkness of this world, you know, called spiritual wickedness in high places, principalities and powers. I mean, God acknowledges that there, these powers are there. And there is a power that is greater, but yet we must acknowledge that these powers are there. And during the time of fasting and praying, we receive anointing to deal with these horns. The Lord is exposing the powers of the devil that have scattered and battered down God's people. And there is also, against each of those, the Lord also gives a special anointing. So God is giving four special anointings today to spoil the spoilers. Now, you know, Jesus talked about the spoiler in Luke chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. He talked about the spoiler. He said, well, the spoiler has taken captive certain things. And he thinks that he's sitting pretty. When a strong man, armed, keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. At least that's what he thinks. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him. See now, remember, he's a strong man to start with. And he has taken certain things captive. You know, and he's got them secured, fastened, you know, and kept away. And but when a stronger than he is, you know, the power that is going to break this spoiler must be stronger. So when he's stronger than the spoiler shall come upon him and overcome him, and he take it away from him all his armor in which he trusted and divided his spoils. So we see that the spoiler is being spoiled by a power from someone that is stronger than he. Now, the carpenter's anointing, the breaker anointing that the Lord gives us is stronger than the power of the devil that has pummeled us. So at such a time as this, let's draw strength from the Lord. Every so often we should actually do something like this, you know, to push back these forces that come against. And it doesn't matter how, you know, well something is going one day, you find out that, you know, a little ways along the road, all of a sudden, all kinds of things set in. Setbacks, disappointments, failures, and sometimes, you know, people even get almost depressed sometimes. And then sicknesses, diseases, various things. And the enemy will bring, well, they are called numerous yokes. But the Lord gives us, you know, certain anointings to deal with these things. So let's look at some scriptures that deal with the bands of wickedness, the heavy burdens, the oppression and oppressing spirits, and the numerous yokes. And what the Lord wants us to have today as a power that can push back these things in our lives. Exodus chapter 5. You know, verses 5-9 reveals the plan of the enemy. You've heard me talk about this before, but we must bring it out again at such a time as this. This is what Pharaoh said concerning the people. The people of the land, he said, are many, and they are now resting from their burdens. So Pharaoh commanded the people, you know, the taskmasters of the people, that's the people that lay heavy burdens upon the Israelites. He told them, look, don't even give them straw anymore to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And yet, the tale of bricks which they made before, ye shall also lay upon them. You will diminish nothing from it. For they be idle. See, that's the thing. These people are idle. And they cry saying, let us go sacrifice unto the Lord. Well, let there be more burden laden upon them so that they may labor therein and not have time to regard vain words. So this is the plan. And the enemy is still doing it today. When you have time on your hands, you may be able to think about worshiping the Lord. You have time to go to the house of worship. You have time to come into rooms like this. You have time to fellowship with other believers in other places. You have time, you know, because things are going well with you, at peace. You have time to praise the Lord. You have time to seek the Lord. The devil says, well, you know, it's because they have idle. That's why they are thinking. They have idle time on their hands. They are thinking that they are going to go serve the Lord. Let there be more burdens laden upon them. So think of it this way. The devil has his own council meetings also. They have a planning meeting. A planning meeting takes after this thing that's revealed concerning Pharaoh here. And they say, he says to his demonic forces that are unleashed or are released, you know, upon the world to torment and to buffet people. He said, well, target those believers especially, you know, and make sure that they have all kinds of problems, you know. Give them more bills to pay, you know. Put holes in their bags when they earn money. Let them not be able to enjoy that money. Give them things, difficult things they have to deal with, sicknesses and diseases, running up and down, you know, trouble their children, trouble their family, trouble their waters. I mean, just trouble everything around them and give them more exams to take if they're students, give them more things to deal with around their neighbors. I mean, just make their life to be born. Burdensome, you know, when they are working jobs, cause their bosses and different things to give them schedules that would not allow them to go to church on Sundays. Let them walk those days. I mean, just take away anything that will make them be at ease to serve the Lord. Put burdens upon them that they have to deal with, and they won't have time. Remember to serve the Lord. So, strategy. Devil has strategies too. Holy Spirit has strategies for us. The devil has his own strategies. So, we expose some of those strategies again today. Now, when you come into fasting, the Lord said, well, there are some things that you cannot break except by prayer and fasting. You know, so, you know, in breaking these things, well, let's see what the Lord will do for us. The number one, bands of wickedness. You know, how do we come against those bands of wickedness? What kind of anointing does the Lord give against the bands of wickedness? Remember, there is a carpenter assigned to pummel down each one of those horns that have battered God's people. Isaiah 49 and verse 25. The Lord sends forth this anointing to help with the bands and against the bands of wickedness. Wicked, how does wickedness work? Well, you know, one of the things that cause, there are some spirits that go out to cause accidents. Take out the traffic light. Take out their wheels, you know. Let there be a tire blowout when they are going down on the road and so forth. Cause their cars to go out of control, slam into one another. Because he wants to kill, you know, as many people as he can. But the Lord says, you know, and ask this question. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty or even the lawful captive delivered? Well, the answer is yes. Because of the breaker anointing. Thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. That's right. The Lord will deliver, you know, because of the breaker anointing. And I will contend, you know, with this failure in your life. Glory to God. I will even save your children. Those that have been oppressing you, I will feed them with their own flesh. You know, the Lord, you know, when he gets angry like that to fight for his people, don't mess with him and don't mess with his people. Now, Pharaoh messed with his firstborn. The Lord told Pharaoh, Israel is my firstborn. So you let them go. And he said, I won't. He said, well, you mess with my firstborn, I will kill all your own firstborns as well. And we'll see who have the upper hand. So you be careful now. Put all these devils on notice. These people are the apple of my eye, saith the Lord. Don't you mess with them. Praise God. So the Lord will give power. And he also enables us to know how to shake things off on our own. Don't be a lawful captive. Don't do it now. Don't put your neck under bondage. The Lord has set you free. Don't let the devil put any yokes around your head. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 tells you that, look, you yourself enable yourself by the power of the Holy Spirit to shake things off. And don't let the devil put any yoke around your neck. Shake thyself from the dust, he said. Arise and sit down. You know, O Jerusalem, or, you know, O child of God, you know, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. I mean, why they say daughter of Zion? Well, I tell you what, women, they are under a lot of more stress sometimes. They have to deal with a lot of burdens. I mean, they got to, you know, be a wife, they got to be a mother, they got to be this and that. And even the society and so forth. Now, all the things that the devil put upon them sometimes. You know, and I tell you what, the Lord has a special anointing to help the women. And he's also giving them an understanding that, look, don't let the devil put this thing upon your head. Shake yourself from it. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord also talks about, you know, he said, look, breaking the bands of wickedness. Those are the things that he wants us to do when we fast. Losing the heavy burdens. Well, we talk about burdens already that the devil wants to put upon us. Matthew 11, 28 to 30 says, and Jesus was talking about one way to losing your burdens is to bring those burdens unto me, saith the Lord. He said, look, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, you know, labor, a little labor here and there may be good. I mean, God wants us to eat the labor of our hands and so on. But when that labor turns into heavy burdens, it becomes an oppression, you know, and the devil will take advantage of it. And so Jesus says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me. Hallelujah. And I will give you rest. Rest from all those heavy burdens. Take my yoke upon you, he said, and learn of me. See, I am meek and lowly in heart. and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you heard me say that there is not a person that can be yokeless. Every one of us yoked to one thing or the other. You are either yoked to the Lord or you are yoked to the burdens of the world and the burdens of the devil. Paul referred to some of his co-workers as true yoke fella. We are yoked to the Lord or you are yoked to the devil. And Jesus said, you know, take my own yoke. In fact, the scripture says, be not unequally yoked. You're going to be yoked to something, but don't be yoked to the devil. Don't be yoked to the things of the world. Don't be yoked to the things of darkness, but be yoked, connected, hooked up, tied up with the Lord. That's a good one. And the Lord said, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy. His yoke is not one that is grievous. His yoke is the one that will keep you on the straight and narrow. And my burden is light. You know, that's what they put those yokes on the animals of burden, the oxen and so forth. Put the yokes. They go this way. They can't go this way. Can't go that way. Well, the Lord's yoke also, you know, he said, look, I will instruct you in the way that you should go. Now, welcome to lose these heavy burdens. In the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, I'm going to read a few verses to us there from verse 14 or so to talk about, you know, how God also wants us to be free. Sing, O daughter of Zion. That may be you, my sister, this morning, or even the brothers too. But she said, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. You see how the Lord even speaks to the women directly. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments, hath cast out thine enemy. You know, he said, look, the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord is acknowledging that you've seen evil, but he's saying, I'm going to turn it around. He said, in that day shall be said to you, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not your hands be slack. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. He is mighty. He will save, and he will rejoice over you with joy. And he will rest in his love, and he will joy over you with singing. I mean, look at how the Lord wants, you know, the kind of fellowship that we should be having with him, not burdened. You know, wants to deliver us. And he said, look, I will gather them that are sorrowful. Now, you may be sorrowful because of, you know, affliction and because of different things. Gather them for the solemn assembly, even as it is this day, you know. And, you know, those to whom the reproach of it was a burden. I mean, there were so many burdens in our lives because of different things. The enemy has said, aha, aha, against you. You know, at that time, saith the Lord, will I undo all that afflict you. Hallelujah. And I will save her that is halted and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame. Now, wherever the Lord brings you liberty, he will also even honor you. Hallelujah. Get you free. Get you praise in every land where they have been put to shame. God will turn, you know, there will be an atmosphere shift. That's how we sang. That's why we sang that or played that song at the beginning. There's going to be a shift. Glory to God. Where you have been put to shame, the Lord said, I will turn it. Hallelujah. And I will even give you honor. I will turn back your captivity even before your own eyes, saith the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? That's right. All of this by coming into a time of fasting and praying. You know, is not this the fast that I have chosen, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 14. Let's lose some heavy burdens in here this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's read from Isaiah 14 and verses 24 and 25. Yes, the Lord also giving us this promise. Thus saith the Lord. He said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian, or the Pharaoh, or the spoiler, and the oppressor. I will break him in my land, and upon my mountains will I tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart off of you. Huh, glory to God. The yoke that the enemy has put on you, and the burden shall depart off of your shoulders, saith the Lord. Now that's a promise. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth and upon my people, saith the Lord. You know, this is the hand that is stretched out upon all of my children, wherever they may be. For the Lord of hosts has purposed it, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? The Lord said, I will break that Assyrian. I will spoil the spoiler. That's right. And this burden shall be taken off of your back, and then the Lord will cause you to go upright, he said. Praise the Lord. In fact, he told them, you know, that when he sets them free, he will make them go upright. Well, let's read the setting free also of the things, some things that he wants to do for us. Set free the oppressed, he said. That's the fast that I have chosen. Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 14. Just read you some promises for us here before we pray. Now, there is going to be a shift in your situation, your circumstances today. We're going to anoint ourselves also for the anointing for this consecration time. Yeah. And he says, all thy children, glory to God, shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Now, verse 14, Isaiah 54, in righteousness shalt thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression. So this is breaking the oppressing spirits now. And thou shalt not fear, and you'll be far from terror, because it shall not come near you. Even all those that gather together against you, they shall fall for thy sake. No weapon that is formed against you, oppressing spirits and all these things, they shall not prosper. Hallelujah. Psalm 9 and verse 9. You know, as you listen to these words, begin to apply them for yourself. That's the purpose of calling out these scriptures, so that you begin to apply them for yourself. The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed. Hallelujah. A refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, hast never forsaken, neither will thou ever forsake them that seek you. But he'll be a refuge to all the oppressed. So break the oppressing spirit over them. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 51. Let's read verses 12 to 13. You know, sometimes we are under the burden and fear of the oppressor. But the Lord says, who is the oppressor? Where is he? You know, I'm looking for it. I can't find him. I, saith the Lord, am he that comforted you. Isaiah 51 and verse 12. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that should die? You know, sometimes people are afraid of what people will do. You're afraid of what your boss will do. You're afraid of what somebody else will do. Why should you be afraid of a man that should die? The son of man that shall be made as grass. And in the meantime, you forget the Lord, thy maker, that stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. And you have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if the oppressor were ready to destroy and to devour you. And you fear the fury of the oppressor. Say, where, saith the Lord, is the fury of the oppressor? I see it nowhere, because it is broken. I have broken the fury of the oppressor, saith the Lord. That's right. I've broken it. Praise God. The fury of the oppressor is broken. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is giving us the power of deliverance. He also says to us, you know, in Psalm 89 verses 22 to 26, somewhere there. He talks about, you know, what God will do for us. The enemy, we are not exact upon you. Hallelujah. These oppressing spirits must not come upon you. God doesn't want it. And we have to take, you know, our rightful position and stake our claim. Glory to God. The enemy shall not exact upon you, nor the son of wickedness afflict you. I will beat down your foes before your face. I will plague them that hate you. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with you, and in my name shall your horn be exalted. God will give you a trading out. The horn that has pummeled you, God will trade it out, be a shift, bring a horn of power. I'll set your hand also upon the sea, your right hand upon the rivers. When you cry unto me, thou art my father, and my God and my rock, I will be right there with you. Now, these are the words he spoke to David. And we have the same sure mercies of David with us today. I will also make him my firstborn. Huh? Glory to God. Higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep with you forever. God will make you his firstborn. You'll be his firstborn, his first fruits. And he'll keep his mercy with you. My covenant shall stand fast with you. These are the sure mercies of David. And are you in the lineage of David? If so, then these belong to you as well. His seed also will I make to endure forever. His throne as the days of heaven. But listen to what he said. He said, the enemy shall not exact upon you. Hallelujah. Now, what about breaking every yoke? We've talked about four different things. The bands of wickedness, heavy burdens, oppression and oppressing spirits. And now, yokes. Numerous yokes of every kind. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. In that day, such as a day like this, the Lord says that it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And it shall come to pass in that fasting day, such as this, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. And his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. You can see that in all these scriptures, God doesn't want our necks to be under the yoke of the enemy, under the burden of the enemy. He says, I will break him and I will destroy his yoke off your shoulder because of the anointing. There's a breaker anointing. It's called the carpenter's anointing. Or the breaker anointing to pummel down the horns that have battered the people of God. Listen to this in Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. This is what the Lord told the children of Israel. This is how the Lord wants to see them. Doesn't want to see them in bondage. He said, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Why? That you should not be their bondmen. That's the reason. I don't want you to be their bondmen. I don't want you to be, you know, slaves to any of these oppressing spirits and so forth. You know, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. Isn't that beautiful? When they put those yokes and those burdens on the people, they could not, they were bent over. They couldn't even stand up straight. And the Lord saw it and he grieved his heart. You know, and he said, look, I've broken those yokes, and I've broken those bands, and I'm causing you to stay and stand upright and not be bent over by those heavy burdens anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verses 15 and 16. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Well, why do we need to praise the Lord? Well, it's because of what he has already done. Not that he's going to do it, but he has already done it. Praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath already broken the gates of brass. He hath cut asunder the bars of iron. He's done it already. Therefore, we ought to praise him. Glory to God. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4. I'm going to read you these scriptures. Then we're going to pray an atmosphere shift into your lives and upon this room also in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 4. And this is the thing that we must do on the fasting day. We must also read the scriptures on the fasting day. For thou hast broken the yoke of the Assyrian and the burden, the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor. It's in the day of Midian. The Lord breaks all these yokes and causes you to be set free. Sicknesses, diseases, pains, and all kinds of things. Well, these are numerous yokes that the devil tries to bring into our lives. You know, Exodus 15 and 26, the Lord said, I will set you free from all these things. I am the Lord that healeth thee. You know, when we have sickness, when we have disease, there are heavy burdens. You have to deal with that. You have to run up and down to hospital and so on and so forth. You know, so your life could be destabilized. You're not going to have time. Well, that's the plan of the enemy. How do we defeat him? Well, we rejoice even in tribulation. Ha! Glory to God. And we look to the Lord for deliverance. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15 said, look, I will take away from the midst of thee, you know, all these sicknesses and burdens and so forth, you know, that the Lord, that the devil has put upon you, you know, and even some of these diseases that the Lord puts upon the wicked people, I will take them away from you, and I will not let them come upon you, but I will lay them upon them that hate you. Because the Lord said, look, touch not my anointed, saith the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 4 and 5, how did the Lord do it? Well, he did it through the Christ, the sacrificial lamb that was given on our behalf. He said, for he was wounded, glory to God, for our transgressions. He was bruised, you know, for our iniquities. He said, even surely he has borne our griefs. Carried away our sorrows. You know, he was smitten of God and afflicted for our sins. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. Every time they struck him with those, heavy things that they used to beat him and so forth. Well, all those chastisement was for your peace. All the scars that were laid upon him was for your healing. Chastisement itself was for your peace. That's right. Jesus was beaten for your peace. His stripes and the scars that those beatings left on him were for your healing. Hallelujah. By stripes, you are healed. God wants us to be delivered from all these things. Praise the Lord. Now, so in the fasting days such as this, you know, these are the things that we must do. We must focus on these four things according to Isaiah 58 and verse 6. We have to focus. The Lord said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? On a fasting day, what does the Lord want us to do? And what should we expect? Well, we should expect deliverance, the breaker anointing, to bring deliverance against these four horns. Now, bands of wickedness, heavy burdens, oppression and oppressing spirits, and all the numerous yokes the devil tried to put upon us. The breaker anointing, the carpenter's anointing is here to give us deliverance from these things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Other things that you must do on the fasting day, you must be in prayer. Glory to God. And, you must read the word of God. The people of God are instructed to do that, you know, and you've got to pray. You got to pray and be in the word of God. The Lord will speak to you during those times, you know, The Bible says that, you know, on the fasting day, in the times of Nehemiah, in Nehemiah, you know, chapter 9, they stood, you know, together on the fasting day, and they prayed before the Lord. They even stood and they read the scriptures. And they did all these things. So this is a fasting day, and we have to separate ourselves. Listen to this, how they did it. It said on the fasting day, Nehemiah chapter 9, said they stood in their place. The seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 2. And they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood in their place and read in the book of the law, just like these scriptures we've read today, 1/4 part of the day. My goodness, for 3 hours, they read the scriptures. Now that day, you know, was counted as 12 hours. So for 3 hours, 1/4 part of the day, they read the scriptures. Now, and for another 1/4 part of the day, they confessed and prayed and worshiped the Lord their God. Are you kidding me? Can people actually stand up for that long and praise the Lord and worship the Lord and read the scriptures? Well, they did. The fasting day is what they did. You know, so we must spend time when we are fasting in prayer. Now, ideally, if you don't have to do anything, you don't have to work, you don't have to go to school, you don't have to do anything, you just be in the presence of the Lord all day long, that's ideal. But nevertheless, that's not always possible. But Jesus himself knew that. That's why he said, on the day that you fast, well, anoint your head then, so that people will not see that you are fasting. Well, if you are isolated, you wouldn't need to do that. You know, you would just be in your room. Nobody will see your face anyway. So Jesus knows that even when you are fasting, you can't always be locked up away. Sometimes you have to interact with people. So you have to anoint your face, anoint your head, so that they won't know that you are fasting. Don't wear a long face like the hypocrites do, so that they will know that they are fasting. You know, so he knows that sometimes you have to interact. You have to be on the job. You have to be in school. You have to be here and there. You know, but you also anoint your head. So we are going to be an anointing for each one of you today. Praise the Lord. I am going to anoint myself by the word of God. So you have the anointing oil, you can anoint yourself. You know, but we are going to claim the spiritual anointing that breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. And there are 4 specific areas that we want to deal with. These areas that we have covered here. And the Lord has given anointings, various anointings to break each of these things. And that's as we go into this fasting period. And over the next several days until October 1, it's not exactly a whole week, but it's several days, perhaps 5 days or so, I don't know. But from now until October 1. Why October 1? Because that's the day of the anniversary of this daily platform. And you're going to hear something on that day, I believe, too, by the grace of God. Now, but right now, spend time in his presence. Whether you are going to do a partial or full fast, whether you're going to fast for 1 day, 2 or 3, whatever you're going to do, as the Lord enables you strength, but focus on receiving this anointing and this breakthrough for yourself. What's the point of, you know, afflicting ourselves and fasting if we're not going to get these benefits? You know, so these are the benefits that the Lord has called forth. And I'm going to pray over the room right now and over everyone that is here. Now, in case you miss the anointing, you say, the announcement, what are they talking about? We announced it on our WhatsApp platform starting today through October 1. We will be having this consecration period of fasting prayer. And we invite everyone to come. Don't let the devil cheat you and say, well, I'm not fasting, so I'm not going to come. Come, you know, and be blessed. Come unto me, Jesus said, you know, and I will give you rest. Jesus always invites people to come. Now, so don't run away from the Lord. The children of Israel ran away from the Lord. They said, oh, when they saw the lightnings, the thunderings and different things, they stood afar off. I told in Exodus 20 and said, we can't deal with that voice. Voice is too strong for us. We will die. And so they removed from the presence of the Lord. Well, that's very, very sad. Perhaps one of the saddest things I've ever read in that Bible, that somebody would remove themselves from the presence of the Lord because they don't want to hear God's word. Wow. Well, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, but come unto him. Don't run away from the Lord. Come unto him. Praise the Lord. Come to the Lord. Come to these fellowship hours. During all this time, let's believe the Lord together. Right now, I'm going to change this right now into prayer. I'm going to a prayer session. And this is the anointing that you need to get you through these next 5 days or so. And this is also the anointing that's going to break the yoke. And you don't need to wait until day five before the yoke is broken. You know, say, the Lord has broken the gates of brass. He has cut asunder the bars of iron. Gates and brass, those are things that keep people hedged in and keep you from getting to where God wants to go, wants you to get to. Remember, we are on a journey of walking with God. We're getting where we are going is, you know, the Bible says, Jesus said, look, I'll build my church in the gates of heaven. Gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So when you are on the paths of righteousness, walking to the glory of God, the gates of heaven will try to, the gates of hell will try to close up against you on the path of righteousness so you don't get there. But try, they will, but they will not prevail. You are going through. Because Isaiah 62 and verse 9 says, go through. Go through the gates. Glory to God. And we even demand, decree, and declare that the gates be opened up today. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation may come on in. Every gate that have come against you, trying to prevent you from getting to where God promised you, he said you will emerge, that you experience also a quantum leap. And the devil has closed up against you so that you won't get there. But ladies and gentlemen, the breaker anointing is here. And the Lord is going to give you that breakthrough. You will break David's mighty men. They broke through the garrison of the Philistines. Now can you break through? By my God, I can leap over a wall. By my God, I can break through troops. I can leap and run through troops. And every obstacle, every thing, roadblock that the devil put up against me, I'm going to run it over or bulldoze it or knock it down. I'm not stopping. I'm going through. Hallelujah. Now, are you going through? Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, the hour of the shift is here. So let's pray. I will pray for you that you receive a shift in your situation. Hallelujah. God sending an anointing for you this morning. And as you go through these days, stay in that anointing. Don't do a yo-yo thing. Don't go in and out. Stay in that anointing. And the Lord will give you something new. Now, the theme of this period is, Lord, do something new. Well, but before he can do that something new, he's got to break all the things that are holding you back. You know, a lot of things are holding us back. You know your own story. Whatever it is that's holding you back. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand in the message of the Lord and the word of the Lord today to declare that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me with a breaker anointing today to push back the bands of wickedness. That's right. To break the heavy burdens. To break the oppressing spirits and the oppression. You know, and to break all the numerous yokes that the devil has put upon God's people. The carpenter's anointing, the breaker anointing is here. The prophet said, the Lord showed me those carpenters. They were ready. They had their hammers in their head, in their hands. And I got to pummel down those horns. Thank you, Jesus. Now, upon everyone that's in this room today, may the breaker anointing come over you to break every yoke. Thank you, Jesus. Break every chain and break every yoke and let there be a shift in your situation in the name of Jesus. Now, you might have been under some oppression and some burdens and some different things. You know, by this prayer and this anointing this morning or afternoon where you are, may you receive deliverance from the heavy burdens, plans of the enemy to put holes in your backs and to bring more burden laden upon you so that you won't have time to worship the Lord. Oppressing spirits, burdens that he has put upon your yoke, your neck, the yokes and your burden on your shoulders would cause you to bend down and not go upright. The Lord said, I've changed all that. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So as you are in this room today, I want you to agree with me. Scripture says, if any two of you shall agree, if you shall agree, it's touching anything that you ask. The Lord said, I'll do it. Now, you know, all you need is one person that has some faith. Praise God. Because without faith, you can't get anything from the Lord. Let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. We read that in our study of the book of James. Now, I believe the Lord. Will you believe with me? You believe the Lord. I will believe with you. That's all you need. Just two of us. Glory to God. And there are many more people here than two. Each one of us agreeing with the other today that the breaker's anointing that God promised will rest upon us to break every yoke. So set the captives free, to deliver us from the oppressing spirits and the heavy burdens, the bands of wickedness and different things, sickness and disease and setbacks and failures and disappointments and things that the devil tried to bring upon us. That's a time of rest and a time of refreshing. I have delivered you from them, saith the Lord, that you will no longer be their bondmen, that you will go and serve me. Let my people go, that they may serve me, the Lord said. Praise God. Now, I pray for everyone that's in the room. All you got to do is believe the Lord with me. Let's pray together. I know, you know, you say, well, you know, I've heard that prayer before. Yeah, you know, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Praise God. You prayed it yesterday. Pray it again today. You prayed it last month. You pray it again today. Because the devil himself is walking around the clock. He doesn't stop. So why should you stop? You know, pray all the time. Glory to God. And the Lord will set us free. Amen. Now, I'm going to call your name over. Call over you the name of the Lord. All you got to do is say amen. And you can put your amen in the chat room. And the Lord, I pray the anointing, the breaker anointing, the carpenter's anointing, come upon everybody that's in this room at this moment, those that are coming in later, and those that will listen to the replays, a breaker anointing be upon you as we go into this consecration period. Jesus said, anoint your head with oil. So this is the anointing. Glory to God. Praise God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the hour is here. I pray and ask for the glory of God in the anointing of God to be upon Kingsley. I see that you came in the room. The anointing, the breaker anointing to be upon you, the breaker anointing upon David in the name of Jesus. The Breaker's anointing. We call it carpenter's anointing or breaker anointing to be upon Sean. Hallelujah. The breaker anointing to be upon Ashley. Glory to God. The breaker anointing to be upon Tunde. The breaker anointing to be upon Joseph. The breaker anointing to be on Osose. Glory to God. The breaker anointing on Choice. The breaker anointing on PD. The breaker anointing on Crystal. The breaker anointing upon Sierra. Now, as you receive this from the Lord, remember, whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. Nothing can be taken from it or added to it. It's already perfect in the power of the Lord. The breaker anointing upon you, Sammy. The breaker anointing upon Juliet. The breaker anointing upon Heather. The breaker anointing upon Jane. The breaker anointing upon Princess. The breaker anointing upon Ola. And the breaker anointing upon Nina. Now the Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. It may be, the heavy laden may be because of the affliction that the enemy put on a family member. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's a spouse. You know, whatever it is, it may not be upon you directly, but the devil put forth his hand to touch something in your life so that you will spend all your time on that thing and not have time to worship the Lord. That's a strategy of the enemy. But the Lord sent his own strategy. He said, these four horns that have battered down my people, let the carpenters arise and pummel them down in the name of Jesus. And we anoint you the oil of gladness this day. The breaker anointing upon Renita. That's right. The breaker anointing upon you, Barakat. The breaker anointing upon you, Sentan. Glory to God. The breaker anointing upon you, Victor. The breaker anointing upon you, Danica. That's right. The breaker anointing upon you, Olu. The breaker anointing upon you, Duke. The breaker anointing upon you, Mary. And the breaker anointing upon you, Kolapo. The breaker anointing upon you, Elisha. And as the Lord gives you these anointings, receive them by faith. All things are possible when you have faith. Glory to God. And all things are possible when you believe with somebody that believes. That's all you need. Glory to God. The breaker anointing upon you, Rebia. The breaker anointing upon you, Bola. The breaker upon you, Alexis Hepzibah. The breaker anointing upon you, Lola. The breaker anointing upon you, Lorraine. Now, God says, I have taken away the heavy burdens that you may go upright. The breaker anointing upon you, Grace. The breaker anointing upon you, Titoju. The breaker anointing upon you, Charles. The breaker anointing upon you, Jane. The breaker anointing upon you, Obi, Esther. The breaker anointing upon you, Maggie. The breaker upon you, Bookie, Julia. The breaker anointing is upon you. The breaker anointing is upon you, Nkechi. The breaker anointing is upon you, Raphael. That's right. Praise God. Now, who has despised the day of small things? These are the eyes of the Lord. You say, well, I don't know what they're doing or what they're saying. Well, don't despise the day of the Lord. He said, you know, the stalk of the heaven, they know their time of visitation. The animals in the field, they know their time of visitation. But my people do not know the time of their visitation. Well, behold, we know the time of our visitation. So the breaker anointing upon you, Olu Nife, that's right. The breaker anointing upon you, Pearl. The breaker anointing upon you, Veronica. The breaker anointing upon you, Michelle. The breaker anointing upon you, Titi Layo. The breaker anointing upon you, Ebon. And I decree the breaker anointing upon myself. When you say, yourself, we don't see you. I'm celebrating my lovely daughters. I put their photo up there. Praise God. The breaker anointing upon every one of you that's in this room. Praise God. Those that are present at the moment, I see that Deborah joined us. Breaker anointing upon you as well. Those that are coming in later, by extension, those that will receive the same blessing by listening to the replays. Jesus said, in that day, such as this, on that fasting day, I will break the Assyrian over my people. Huh? The power, the influence of the Assyrian over your lives, I will break it. And I will cause you to go upright. Glory to God. I have broken it, even he said. And it will be broken because of the anointing. So the anointing, breaker anointing, carpenter's anointing, be upon you to bring a shift in your situation. Now, I want you to zero in. In a minute, when I close my prayer, I'm going to ask you to pray for yourself. Because the Bible says, shake yourself from the dust. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Isaiah 52 and verse 2. So while we pray for you, yeah, that's fine. But you must pray for yourself. You must stand for yourself when you are not in this room. Who's going to pray for you? You. You are going to pray for you. You are going to stand in the anointing of the Lord and take your position, your rightful position, and say, the enemy shall not exact upon me. The son of unrighteous shall not afflict me. I am not under the burden of Pharaoh. I am delivered to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. My head shall not be bowed down. My head shall be lifted up. For the Lord is my glory and the lifter up of my head. I shall not fall prey to all these sicknesses and diseases. For the Lord has said, he will take them away from my midst. Even from the inside of you, he'll take it away. And from among you, he'll take it away. And the Lord said, the Lord will joy over you with joy. He will rejoice over you with singing. Because the Lord has done this thing. He loves to see his people liberated. Glory to God. The Lord doesn't want us to be bondmen anymore. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Lord, I pray again together over everyone that's in this room. I cover everyone with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover everyone with the breaker's anointing that they will go forth. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, praise God. He said, ye shall take root downward, and ye shall bear fruit upward, and ye shall be even the branch of my planting, saith the Lord, that I may be glorified. All the things that the Lord is doing for you is that he might be glorified. The planting of righteousness, you will be in my hand, saith the Lord, that you may be glorified. And I have made the heavens and even the earth, and I planted you, saith the Lord, in the graving of my hands, and no one can take or snatch you from my hand. Praise God. Now, thank you, Lord, for the liberty of the sons of God that's in this room, even on today, this morning, on this platform, this day, as we enter in this consecration period. This is only day one. I pray the grace of God Almighty, and you receive a shift. And some of you say, well, I can't do it. Well, you can. Because the Lord will give you a shift. He will give you supernatural grace. You know, I'm praying that, you know, during this fasting, you'll be able to do what you thought you couldn't do. You know, one person said, well, you know, when I fast, I get cramps. No, this time around, you will not get any cramps. Because there's an anointing over your head to do this. Glory to God. You know, who goeth any time to anything at their own charges? The Lord is the one sending you. I have I not commanded you, saith the Lord. Therefore, be strong and of a good courage. Praise God. And the Lord, he said, look, he told Elijah, I said, the journey before you is great. So he strengthened him. So the Lord is going to strengthen you for this journey. Praise God. And we are going to see day by day, step by step, what the Lord's going to do for us during this time. Now, the anointing and the grace of Almighty God be with every one of you. The face of the Lord, the glory of Jesus Christ in the face of the Father be upon you. Now, remember, this treasure is in earthen vessels. That's why we must pummel this earthen vessel. You got to pummel it. You got to put it on the altar. That's right. So that the excellency of the glory may shine through the glory of God. Thank you, Father. Give you, Lord, all the praise. Testimonies abound. Bible says, praise. Waited for thee, O God, in Zion. Now, When the Lord knows that praise is going to wait for him out of your mouth, then he'll send testimonies your way. He'll send victories your way so that he will get that praise. It's all about God getting the praise. That's what it's all about. And he will do it. Praise! We are told, waited for thee, O Zion. Praise waited for the Lord out of my mouth also. So let the praises of God be exalted in your mouth. Psalm 65 and verse 1. Praise the Lord. O thou, O Lord, that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. And we have come even this morning. The Lord said, I will answer you in the secret place of thunder. Psalm 81 and verse 7. Call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things. The Lord will show us new things. Do a new thing, O Lord. Even as you said, I will do a new thing, and shall you not know it? That's right. The Lord will make you even consider it. Consider the new thing that the Lord will do for you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.